What's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, Cora, on the Cora Shenanigans, and I'm back with another episode. This is a ranting episode. There's been so much shit that I want to talk about, and I'm about to talk my fucking shit. I hope you guys are having an amazing weekend. You know, you guys had an amazing week. You guys are continuously setting goals for yourselves and accomplishing them, and you're not letting anybody fuck you over and, you know, dictate what you're supposed to do. Like, a lot of people will have opinions about you and have this perception of you and think that that's going to determine their character. Like, no. Live life, live as true as possible to yourself, and fuck what other people have to say. But let's get into it. Like, there's so much shit I want to talk about, from school to work to, like, the people you surround yourself with, like, in life itself. Like, I just been sitting back and just taking in everything, and I just have a lot to say. So the first thing is, you know, it took me a while to actually post this audio episode, because, like, I'm a full-time mom, like I said before, and, you know, I'm in school taking classes, you know, and I'm almost done, but, like, that takes a lot of my time. As you can hear, my daughter just sneezed. You know, like, I love being a mother. Like, being a mother is everything to me, you know. It took me a while to even have my kids, so, like, I cherish everything. And not only that, but, like, sometimes I can take a lot of things personal, because, like, how you raise your kids is not how I'm gonna raise mine. And a lot of people just feel like they're better than you, and, you know, they're a better mother than you because they had their kid first. Like, I'm gonna tell you something right the fuck now. You ain't better than me just because you had a kid before me, just because you have multiple kids. You're not better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like, a lot of people try to make you feel like shit, and I'm not gonna feel like shit for being the parent that I am. Like, I parent my child the way that I was raised, and she's doing great. She's 2 years old, she's talking, and it's not gibberish. Like, you can actually hear her clear as day. Like, my best friend came over yesterday after we did the walk for hunger. I'm gonna get into that, but, you know, my best friend hasn't seen her in, like, a year, you know, because, you know, life gets in the way and shit. And don't get me wrong, we're always communicating, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knows everything that goes on because we talk all the time. We just haven't seen each other. But, like, she was like, oh my God, like, she's so big. Like, I remember when she was just a little nugget, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, I went from seeing her as a nugget to seeing her like this. Like, she is so intelligent. Like, and that makes me proud of the mother that I am, because that just shows that I'm doing my job right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when other people try to dictate what I'm doing or try to bring negativity into my motherhood, like, that's when I take it wrong. Because, like, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care how long you've been a mother. You are not better than me. And I'm gonna make that very motherfucking clear. You know, people expect you to live up to the expectations that they have of you, you know, the way they perceive you. That's literally what, how they want you to be. And for me, I'm not going to live up to nobody's expectations. I'm going to be me regardless. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't accept that, then that's your fucking problem, you know? And not only that, like I said before, how people perceive you and how they think of you, that does not determine your character at all. It doesn't determine who you are as a person. You know what I'm saying? So me doing my best as a mother should be enough for anybody, because it's enough for me, and I'm doing a great fucking job. You know what I'm saying? And I have proof to prove it, you know, but I don't got to prove nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. But yes, we went to Walk for Hunger yesterday with my mom. Usually Walk for Hunger is 20 miles, and after COVID, it stopped, and I actually missed the 20 miles because, like, it was just super fun. Like, you just got to know different people, got to, like, hear people's stories and stuff. And not only, like, are you listening to people's stories and hearing people's stories, like, you're also learning a lot from that, you know? Like, the reason why I started was because my mom brought me along with her. I was 8 years old when I started Walk for Hunger, and I'm gonna tell you, at first it was hard. Like, an 8 year old walking 20 miles, let me tell you, my feet was hurting and swollen by the time it was done. But it helped me, like, learn, you know, that, like,
you have a good life and you should appreciate everything that is going on in your life, because not everybody has that, you know, and a lot of people are struggling to even make ends meet. So like for me, I'm appreciative of everything, you know, and that's all has to do with my mom, like bringing me along this journey with her and like, you know, just learning so much and just walking for a purpose, you know, like we're walking for people who do not have a plate of food at night, who can't even eat, you know what I'm saying? So like it made me want to continue to do it. So I started when I was 8 years old. This was my 19th year doing it. And this was my mom's 30th year doing it. So like, I just enjoy doing it. When it was 20 miles, it was always me, my mom, sometimes my sister, you know, Michael, my brother, like we would all go in a group and it was so fun. Like when you go in a group and you go with the right group, it's fun. Like obviously sometimes like you guys will lose each other along the way, but y'all will always find each other. Like after the first 10th mile, they will always have entertainment, food, like places where you can sit and just enjoy each other's time and, you know, obviously get to know other people. But like, and then at the last 10th mile, you would get free ice cream, you know, and a certificate. So it was very disappointing, like when COVID happened and they stopped it. You know, so like I had asked one of the guys there that like are like on the administrative team. And I was like, are you guys ever going to bring back 20 miles again? And they were like, oh, like, you know, it's very expensive now. And like, I get it, you know, but like if you're going to do 3 miles, not around the Boston Common, like do 3 miles from like the Boston Common to the garden that they have over there and back, you know what I'm saying? But to like, whatever, I still enjoyed myself. There was still a lot of things to do there. There was a lot of people there, you know, like, and there was one, like we were walking, it was probably like our second lap around. And so we were hearing like people in the background, like behind us, and they're like 30 years, like it's only 3 miles. And I turned around and after I heard that and I was like, yeah, it used to be 20 miles. Like we literally used to do this, walk 20 miles. And if you got up early and made it on time for registration and just started walking, you would end early if you did not like stop and take breaks, you know? Moral of the story, like, I just wish that they would bring it back, even if it's 5 miles, like, you know, 2 more miles. I would love it because I love doing it. I love walking. Walking is probably one of my favorite things to do. And for me, it's just like, if they can have concerts and, like, you know, the marathon, if they can have, you know, the sports games going on while everybody around, why can't y'all do 20 miles again? You know, like, you guys are raising so much money for this movement. You know, why don't you guys start a fundraiser so we can get the 20 miles up and running and we can continue to raise more money? You know, like that's just all in my head. But again, moral of the story, I still had fun. I met my best friend afterwards and we had a great time. Now I want to talk about school. I'm not saying that I was always like a bad student, because I made sure that I did my job. Like in high school, English and math was actually my two favorite subjects, you know? But as you grow older, like my math has gotten so fucking bad. Like it's not even funny, but, I'm going to school to get certified through EEC, in which what that means is you are certified even if you leave the job that you're at. You're certified so you can get hired anywhere. And a lot of daycares are looking for certified, you know, workers. So I started the class in January and I'm about to end this class. But even if it's one class, it's a lot, you know, because it's like every week is something. And like, you know, I sometimes have to wait until my daughter's sleeping. And then after my daughter's sleeping, I don't even have the energy to do it. So it's just like, it sucks sometimes because I'm so tired. But it's a good cause because, like, I'm doing what I really love to do, which is working with kids. Like, I've always wanted to own my own daycare, and that's still the plan. So it's just a plus that I'm actually working in a daycare and getting all of my experience, you know. Now, after I'm done with the EEC and getting certified with them, I'm going to go for a lead teacher. Once I'm done with lead teacher, then I'm going to go for a director, and then I'm going to start my own business because, you know, these daycares are expensive. daycares are expensive. There's families that have two kids in my daycare, and they're paying almost $1,000, $2,000 a week. That's a lot of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to be able to have a daycare where it's affordable for the parents so they don't have to try to make ends meet trying to find the money to give to the daycare, you know? And not, but like, not having to lose their job because they need their kid in school and they need to work, you know? Like, daycare needs to be affordable. And a lot of times it's not. And a lot of times they just keep raising the money and it's not helping, you know? And I don't think they care because they're going to find a parent that can pay the fucking, you know, the fine or whatever the fuck it's called, just so that their kid can stay there. You know, there's a lot of people leaving my daycare because the price went up and that's just too expensive, you know? So yes, that's what I'm going to school for and I'm almost done and I'm super proud of myself, you know, but it is a lot, you know, when you are a full-time mother and you work full-time. So it is a lot, but I'm just going to let you guys know that it's worth it if you have a goal. But it's like when I'm doing my schoolwork and I like pass in my work, like I feel like my teacher just like, she just like nitpicks at everything. Like it doesn't matter how hard you try and you know, how hard you spent the hours that you spent working on this specific like project or whatever, like she's always going to find something. And I'm just like, like, take it or leave it, you know? Like, I did my best. I made sure that I looked over it 3 or 4 times, you know? And I spent a lot of time doing this, the time that I don't even have, you know? But I still, like, just leave it alone. I take it in as, like, positive criticism, you know? And I don't really like criticism, but as an adult, you have to learn how to take it. So I took it in as that, and, you know, I ended up doing another project, and the feedback that she gave me the first time I did this project, when I did it again, she didn't have nothing to say. She just said, good job. So for me, I'm just like, okay, if I take it in and use what she said and actually apply it to my, you know, projects, then maybe she won't be on my ass so much, you know? But it's a lot. It really is a lot. So those of you who are actually going to school full time and like, you know, you guys are going to school all year round, I give it to you because just me taking one class, I'm exhausted all the time. I don't know how you guys do it, but continue doing it and more power to you, honestly. Okay, well, this is like my main thing that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about fake ass fucking people. Because like there's times where you see people talking shit, and when I mean talking shit, I mean talking shit about people, and then you go ahead and see them chilling with them. Like, bitch, you're fucking fake. Cause the amount of times that you have talked shit about this person and you now trying to chill with them and shit like that. Like for me, that rubs me the wrong way. And that just proves that I can't fucking trust you. And this is why I stay to myself and I have a chosen few of people that I really trust, because like you will be in someone's face and have a conversation and then those bitches will sit here and take what the fuck you said and twist it and go back and tell other people. And then that's how drama starts. I don't do fucking drama and I definitely don't do gossip. So like if you're running your mouth about me and you have something to say, then say it. And if you don't have nothing to say, then don't act like there's a fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is just in general, like anywhere that I've gone, you see that. Especially if you actually know the person and you've like created a bond with them and you're sitting here seeing them run their mouth about someone that they said that they did not like, and now you see them chilling with each other. Like, bro, that's the fakest shit. And it just proves that you don't got no motherfucking backbone. And a lot of people that I have encountered throughout their years and even a year ago do not have a backbone. They do not have a backbone at all. And it's sad to say. I have a motherfucking backbone. And if I told you that I don't fucking like you, I don't like you. And that means I'm not chilling with you and I'm not going to engage in no type of fucking conversation with you at all. If I have to work with you, then I'm going to say hi, bye, tolerate you. But you are not going to be seeing me chilling with a bitch that I do not like and chilling with a bitch that I talk shit about. Now, I'm just going to make this very clear. Sometimes when I talk shit, it's not even talking shit. It's facts. If I'm stating facts, it's not talking shit. I'm not going to ever say that I've never talked shit about someone, because I have. But those people that I have talked shit about, they deserve that shit. And on top of that, I don't chill with them. That's the thing. You can't talk shit about someone and then go chilling with them, because that just proves that you're a fake ass bitch. And this includes women and men. And again, I'm just talking in general. Like, that just rubs me the wrong way. And if you can sit here and do that, that means you can do that to me. And I just don't fuck with that shit at all. Like, you have to understand that people are going to talk shit regardless. And I know a lot of people talk shit about me. The difference is I don't give a fuck, because I still show up as me every single day. I don't pretend to be no one that I'm fucking not. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely don't kiss ass. If you don't like me, you don't want to talk to me, bye. I don't give a fuck. I'ma still sleep good at night, honey. And I'ma still live my life. And there's nothing that you're gonna say or do that's gonna stop me from doing what I'm gonna do. Or stop God's plans for me. You know? So it's like, I just be laughing sometimes. And that's why sometimes I always have like this demeanor to me. Because it's like, I don't like when people rub me the wrong way. I really don't. Because if you can do that to people that you barely know, imagine what you're doing to the friends that you do know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just can't. So that's why I stay to myself. And that's why I have a chosen few of people. And again, like I said, I know that people talk shit about me. But the problem ain't even that serious if you can't bring it to me. If you are running your mouth to other people saying that you don't like me, you have a problem with me, you're talking shit about me, and I'm around you and you see me all the time and can't tell me that you have a problem with me, then it ain't that motherfucking serious. And you clearly don't have a problem. Because if you have a problem with someone, the problem should, you should address the person you have a problem with. Nobody else should be sitting here telling me a problem that somebody has with me. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. I'm a grown-ass woman. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it. And that's the problem. Everybody thinks that because I'm so nice and I'm kind that I don't have another side of me. I don't show that side to me because I know how I can get. And the people that have known me throughout the years know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't give two fucks. I will go from 0 to 100 real motherfucking quick. Difference is I have a kid now, so I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And I think before I do things. But don't ever get it twisted and make it seem like I'm scared or I'm not going to say nothing, because it's going to get to the point where I'm going to be tired and frustrated of being so nice to people that I'm going to start giving people the medicine and then some. And they ain't going to like it. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. This is a ranting episode, so I am ranting. I haven't been recording episodes lately because again, like I said, I've been in school working and being a mother. But three more episodes are coming out, and then that is the end of season 2. Season 3 is going to be even more juicier than here, and I'm telling you, everything is pre-recorded, so all of the episodes are already ready to be out. Okay, I'm only gonna give myself like a month and some change to like take a break, because I've already been planning season 3 anyway. And I'm trying to get people on to my show because there's just a lot of things that are going on in life that I really want to talk about, and I need other people's opinions and, you know, their thoughts on it. Okay, but I hope you guys are having an amazing day again, and just enjoy it, and I will see you on the next episode.